not exactly a Jeep. It's got a lot more room in back than a Jeep does.
How long wait for them?
Have you ever heard people talk about a pickup truck?
I guess I wait for them, I don't
know. I should.
I live in all of them because we have a wagon, horse and wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a low bed with the big iron wheels. I jumped off that one day and got about the night, so I went to jump off and pick up my mouth and get my cat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about this real long car that they might use for transportation from the airport if they didn't want to use a cab?
I have been at that. I don't know what they call them.
You heard them talk about limousines?
I guess they call them. I don't know.
Well, what kind of public transportation do you have here in Fort Worth?
Bus.
Do you have any idea what you call that place on your car where your speedometer is?
That's a funny pointing.
Have you ever heard that area called the dashboard?
Yeah.
Well, what about that little place, you know, usually on the right side of your dashboard that you can keep papers or maybe a flashlight or something like that in?
Glove box.
What?
Glove box.
And the place where you keep your spare tire, that would be your...
In the back.
Ever heard that called anything in particular?
Mm-mm. Nobody hears that there. There's a hood back there. A tailbox, I think they call it. Put their cases in.
You heard people call it the trunk?
Yeah. Trunk where they put their suitcases things in.
What do you call that thing that you mash down on to make your car go faster?
Speed. Foot speed.
You ever heard people call it the accelerator pedal?
I guess that's a car, I don't know. See, I don't think that car.
You don't drive, do you?
No, I don't. So I did, I get me a car.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a few more just for the heck of it. If you have a car that doesn't have automatic transmission, how do you shift gears on a car like that?
I don't know.
Not sure. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been driving along with somebody and you would be coming to an intersection or something like that, and you'd have these places in the road that if you didn't slow down, they'd make your car shake?
Make cars on rough roads.
Yeah.
I was the one yesterday done that way.
Can you tell me about some different kinds of vehicles that the firemen or the policemen or people like that use?
They use cars. They can make a police car here. Farmers drives a truck with stepladders on them. You got a fire station, things like that, but power's out.
Is there any particular kind of truck that they use just for pumping water? Do you know of?
I guess I do.
Have you ever heard them talk about a pumper truck?
No, I hear them talk about a hose truck because they got a bunch of hose. Because they don't have to worry about pumping water because they got big old pipes like that out that corner of the house. I mean, at that corner, fire plug is called.
Does the fire department here have one of these big trucks with a great big boom, you know, and it's got a big bucket and it can go up real high?
We might have one here, but I don't know if I say on worse it has that.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a snorkel truck?
I think so.
Well, talking about emergency, what do you call that kind of truck that they drive when they go off on some kind of emergency?
They call it emergency.